Tov Kuf Nun. We did Sif Yud, we did not do any Mishaburas yet, so we're holding around the Mishaburas and Sif Katan and Sif Yud, which is Sif Katan Samach Gimel. So we talked about that even the people would have a custom not to eat meat during the week of again, the Iker din of the Isser of Basar and Yain is by the Sudas Mosekis. Shulchan Aruch brings three customs. One extended to the week of Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Shechal Bo, one extended from Rosh Chodesh, one extended from Shavuot Batamis. So he says that some would say whatever that minhag is, that it doesn't apply. They're mutter b'tavshel she's bashel boy b'osim. So that doesn't mean something was cooked in a fleshy kapat. That's for sure mutter. Thinking there's something which actually had fleshes was cooked with it together. You remove the fleshes, so that the remaining food stuff is called a tavshel, which is bashel b'osim. So the Mishmur says, "I will shuman shel b'osim dinu k'b'osim atzmai b'osim lechol b'tavshel sheish b'shuman." If there was fat there. And the food absorbed the fat. Even though you removed the meat, but the fat was absorbed. That's not what we're talking about. That's you have the actual meat there because the shuman has a din of the meat. But rather, talking about there's a piece of meat. There was minimal fat. So there wasn't. You know, that's not really an issue. But it left the flavor. The issue is the tam basar is it in the food. So that's called tapshal shal basar, and that's this minig is to be mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Eating the." Nehiki alma lesser av b'tavshel shalbaser. Our meaning nowadays is to aser tavshel shalbaser. Now we should b'davka b'tavshel shalbaser of the rakni special because there shalbaser b'shita the mozer. It's cooked in a fleshing pot, but it's the item itself is not. It's power if it's not fleshing. That's not a problem. Manira, furthermore, kosher nafal basar l'tavshel v'yeshishim pshita d'shori. If it's basar b'shishim, so obviously that it's mutter. Then the Sharetzion and Samaches adds v'avkeshein shom shishim. Even if it doesn't have the shear of shishim, kosher kfele yisrael toyim vein bo yitam basar d'shori. Tima kegav the efshu d'shori. So if you taste it and it doesn't taste it, a kfeila is a literally means it was used to mean to refer to a baker, but it meant the person whose business was he's a chef, so he had acute sense of taste. If he tastes it and there's no flavor of meat in it, so then it's mutter. The idea of shishim is usually that's like we assume that for sure by shishim there won't be tam. It's possible there won't be tam. Even some things are less flavorful, even by the amount is more than shishim. There's a 40th or there's a 50th of this, so there's more of the item in it, but it won't be. It's not flavorful enough to give flavor. So that'll be mutter. And so normally, so in the case where you can't normally have a kfeila, you still taste it to find out for you, because you're dealing with a case of iser. So how is he allowed to taste it to find out, though? If he tasted it and there's no flavor, it's more, he didn't do an Aveira. If he tasted it, he did an Aveira. It's like, you know, Shkoyah. He said, it could be over here. It's got to be this Issa, which again, Mikra, then the whole thing is a Minig. And we already said there's an opinion which says the Tavshel Shalbaser is Mutter. Even it has Mamash, has the flavor. So even though our Minig is the Machmeran flavor, but to allow the Kfela to taste it to see if it has flavor would be permitted.
Well, I think you find it going to do this.
You could find a goy. You don't have to find the goy. Uh-huh. You can have your local caterer, uh-huh. Taste it for you. The local chef. You don't have to. So saying that would be mutter. So along the lines of this. So now again, the Kohen Shulchan Aruch. The Isser of Basar is only Shua Shechal, but our minig is the whole 9 days. So now the question comes up, on Shabbos we eat meat. I'm cooking my cholent, or I'm cooking my whatever is Erev Shabbos. I want to taste it to see if it tastes right. I always taste every week to make sure that it comes out right. So I want to taste it. So what are you allowed to do over there in that situation? So he's saying over here the team is mutter. The team over here is to see if it has a flavor or not. Over there you have a situation where you have actual Basar in there, etc. So there are some poskim that sort of the Master Dirsha before in Sivkatan and Test, he quoted that he brought from Ravaz, and Ravaz said it's mutter to taste it. A situation. And he brings some of the Sefer Hiseris Tshuva. Hiseris Tshuva was one of the it was the Ksav Sefer's son. That was the Ksav Sefer's grandson. I don't remember his name. Last name was
Sefer.
Last name was Sefer. That was
or Schreiber.
Schreiber
became Yiddish.
Right, but I don't remember what his first name is. So he says you could taste it, but you shouldn't swallow it. But Rav Ozan knows you'll taste it. You know that the minute didn't apply to that type of situation. Okay, Samach Dalet. Our minig is to aser b'saroif, aser b'saroif. Mekomalka misha efshal lechol machol echolov. Mutlo lechol b'saroif. It should be, misha e efshal loy lechol machol echolov. A person who can't eat milchiks. So, places he can't eat. The milchiks he can't eat. You know, tell him he's eat par, but not necessarily a healthy type of situation. We're not vegans. So mutl lechol b'saroif, he's allowed to eat chicken. Or basar muluch kimayamim, or alternatively meat which has been salted for 3 days, which we pointed out that meat really loses its chashibas. It's very, 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 very salty. They would preserve it that way to last for long periods of time without any refrigeration. But you can imagine the amount of salt that you put in that to be able to preserve it. You can't say you're enjoying your flesh of a meal by eating such meat. A woman who is nursing, and her nature is that her milk doesn't come out good, she doesn't have good milk for the child unless she eats the proteins of the meat, etc. You know, she should eat the meat. Okay. Yain toisis, he says, even yain toisis, the minig is not to drink. Now, what is toisis? Samovov, the heino tekimol risalsa. It's within 3 days after you've pressed it, stomped on it literally. Mm-hmm. Stomped on it literally, mm-hmm. Drisa, right? I think they call it the crush. I think actually the official name for the process is called the crush. Shumosok veino chazok uposel gavim izbeach. During that time, it's still sweet. It's not strong at all yet. It hasn't really fermented it significantly. It's not roid to be used as a korban. Still a minigazim machmer. That's what we call grape juice, basically.
Yeah, right, it's grape juice.
Right. Okay, and called elo and his karm leil. These things are not roif from these bad. So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is there, one of the explanations why we're machmer and basar yayin is because it's like an availus. No, it's like a dilla availus. No, an oval is much to eat meat and drink wine. An oinon can't drink meat and eat meat and drink wine, but oval could. So what is it? So this one explanation is because it's. We're mourning the Beis Hamikdash, which has lost the Karbonis and the Niskei Yayin. So we could argue if that's true, so Basar Behema can be a Korban. Basar Oif, you know, Basar Oif for us means chicken. Usually, chickens, there's no Korban out of chicken. You know, there's been Ayayna, and there's Tarim, which most of us are not having pigeons. Unless you had pigeons, I don't know, for supper. Or maybe you do, I don't know.
No one ever won't finish.
Right, exactly, okay. So we could argue that Basar Oif and Basar Maluach and Yayin Toises, these things which are not Roy for Kabonis, don't go into the Isser. Mm-hmm. That's what Shulchan Aruch is pointing out, the minig is to Machar in those things, even though they're not Roy to be brought as Kabonis. That became the minig to be Machar in any type of Basar, any type of Yayin. That's the point that he's pointing out over here. That's Kiddush. And one of the elements is why our minhag is the machmer, even though stam avelus is mutter, because the avelus of the tzibur in certain ways is more chomer. It extends to basar v'yayin. The sudas mafsekis that Mishmur later on I think actually compares it to that's like an oinon meisam mutter l'fanav. That's the moment when the Beis Hamikdash was being destroyed. Right then, you're basically going straight into Tisha B'Av. So that's like Mason with the Lefanos. That's why Bosor and Yain are also Mikra and Din. You're allowed to drink wine for Havdalah, Mutalishtos. The Baha'i Gav, no Lord Kibul Alayu, from Alinya and Shara Sudas Mitzvah. So the same way where Sudas Mitzvah, they did not undertake this prohibition. They didn't take this prohibition. Again, it's all Minig. The Ikra Din is only also by Sudas Mafsekas. So the minig didn't. The Mechaber says that this opinion says the minig did not include the yayin of Havdalah. Nobody ever undertook to prohibit and make a minig that after yayin of Havdalah.
I don't recall with an einan could he take a shower. I don't remember any issa in that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mikra didn't einan is mutter to take a shower.
So then, basically, we're taking the chumers.
Of
an onan and an oval. Because an oval can't take a shower, but an onan can.
Correct.
And the bread and to eat the meat and the wine, the onan can't, and the oval can.
Right.
So basically, we're taking the chumas of everything.
Yeah. We're very good at that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right. It's a horrible day.
Right. So Ramal comes along and says the minig is the makra not to drink the wine of Birchas Hamazon or Havdalah, to give it to Shaul instead. Samaches. Noigan lahakra. Kibush avshal mitamei letinuk. Because you have an option of giving it to a child. Mashengim b'shar sudas mitzvah. By other cases, sudas mitzvah, you can't pass on the suda is that we should eat the suda. So we should eat the flesh of the suda. I can't pass on my mitzvah eating flesh, the covered of this of the bris milah, to you. Now I want to point out. You see over here how halacha looks at the idea of having flesh by a sudas mitzvah. You know, I have to tell you, I never heard of a musik of having milchiks for a bris until I came here. All right, the bris suda, you're used for flesh. It's the sudas mitzvah, you're used for flesh. It's not from a sudas mitzvah that you're allowed to you're dafka mat to eat flesh during the 9 days because you're supposed to have meat by a sudas mitzvah. But over here, I get flesh by sudas bris. I mean, you meshuga. They look like I have some words of flesh. Of course, you have milk.
So that's how they do it in tells.
Flesh.
So if you normally,
I've never seen milk by I've never seen. I never saw it until I came here.
So if you haven't,
I thought it was these from Mars. I thought I was from Mars.
Different world. But if you normally have milchiks and you have a bris during the 9 days, so
it's hard for me to see why you should be allowed to have flations. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you playing games? The whole year when you buy a bris, you say, I prefer milchiks over flations, and I don't do the mitzvah of having flations.
Yeah.
During the 9 days, I'm very frum, and I've been doing the mitzvah of having flations.
I never saw anyone do that anyway.
I remember one here many years ago.
What, a flashik of bris during the 9 days?
Yeah, a shallow.
I mean, unless you're telling the guy doing tshuva, like, you know.
Oh, a temporary tshuva.
Temporary tshuva.
For about a day.
Right. And then the next week, when there's a bris after the tshuva, it's a milk. You know? I don't know. It's a game.
I can't imagine. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm not so. I'm not a vegan, but I can't imagine being so excited about eating flesh that you're going to want to eat it in the morning anyway. No matter when it is.
Depends on your bacher. Shiva bacher can eat flesh in the morning.
Oh, really?
Oh. In Europe, didn't they normally, they probably had their sudas bris, and they weren't in such a rush to rush off to, you know, they didn't time it at 7:30 or 8:30 in the morning.
No, they had this in the bris in the morning. You're supposed to use them
with even the bris right away. The suda.
They did it right away.
After the bris.
In Europe, most places, fleishig was the middle of the day was the fleishig meal. Mm-hmm. That was that you know the European.
In the middle of that, yeah.
So,
I think in Israel they do it.
What versus fleishig?
Fleishig,
yeah. The only place I've ever seen a milk is here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I was in New York in Muncie, that's
fleishig.
Yeah,
like
Baltimore, though, my ankle. Yeah,
fleishig. Yeah. Yeah, so does Mitzi. Was that fleishig?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. As they say, enough said, you know. We'll stop there. So he's saying, so by Abdullah you have an eitz, you can give the kid the drink, but over here, but by the sudas mitzvah, you have a mitzvah eat fleishig, so what, you can't pass it off. Listen, kid, don't worry, eat my fleishigs for me. You know, like you can't. It doesn't really work. Therefore, but it comes to the yayin, shalos says yayin riches the mozen. Obviously, on Shabbos, you don't drink wine, so you can have the benching on Shabbos on the kais. Also, you could drink the wine. A person would bench during the weekdays on a kais. You give a child to drink. In general, I think that's also fallen by the wayside to some extent. That they have benching on a kais during the weekdays.
In Israel, they do
that. Benching on a kais in Shabbos is halavai still holding on. Right?
They're different. I mean, we haven't done that here, but different. I know that opinions about the obligation to bench on a kais with less. If you don't have a mezumen, or if you have a mezumen at less than 10.
Rikra, then the more is mashal, the al gimel, even on gimel, you would have bench on a kais. Shaila is you have to real kavias together. If you have real kavias together, you're supposed to bench on a kais. So if you have family sits down to a meal, and they have a few sons, you know, it's a real sit down meal together. There's a real kavias together, as opposed to, you know, yeshiva, this and that, you know, what yin and out. But really, it would be proper to have bench on a kais. So rather than instead of drinking the wine, Ramosa, instead of drinking the yayin shel Abdullah yourself, you give it to the child. El shenosim l'tinuk, l'payin. Shigil l'chinuk. Now the child has to be old enough that you're being moitzi him with the bracha of Brepia Gavra, because he's chayim in el shenuk, he's chayim in Brepia Gavra. On the other hand, he's not old enough that he's chayim in the chinuk of Avelis and the Churban, that he shouldn't be drinking wine. So you have a window of opportunity of a few years. We say the Gabi Brochas, we assume that the age of Chinuch for Brochas is six or seven. And available to the Churban, we assume, is usually about 9 or 10. Because they should understand, and be able to relate to the concept of mourning the Beis HaMikdash is something which takes a little more maturity. Some people take it about the age of 40 or 50. But we assume the age, so that you have like a 2 or 3 year window where you can assume that you can use that child for this purpose. Shegiel Chinuch, he's reached the age of Chinuch. Again, so that we mentioned, like we learned this yesterday, that was, you know, you take a young kid, you teach him brachas. That's not the real chiyuv chinuch and brachas. Chiyuv chinuch, the child's age, where he really can relate the idea that he's taking Kadosh Baruch Hu for what he gets, etc. The real age is chinuch, is not a 4 year old. And you give the child, he drinks rubber kais, and he has a chiyuv to drink. In other words, the halacha is that the kavod of the kosher of bracha, that you have to drink at least a rubber kais, means rubber vias. So you drink the mali lugma, which is rubber vias. But what he means over here is, I think it means not a child's mali lugma, a child's mali lugma is less than Reb Revius. So Reb Revius means over here a real bona fide Reb Revius. The amount that a God would drink if he drink Mother Lugma. V'davki mohigia dayan lis abel Yerushalayim. He's not old enough to have a chiyuv chinuch on Avelis in Yerushalayim. And even by such a child, v'davki b'zeh shehu mitzvah aboloi mitzvah av shenu yodeh lis abel osir bazar yayin kushuk bori. Assuming the child is healthy and he has no real need to eat meat or drink wine for his health issues, even though he's not really chayv and available to the Kurma, he doesn't understand that we don't give them meat or drink wine. So we're here in the Rosh Hashanah, they bring an interesting point. They say that up to age 3, don't even end up being machmer and bosser for the child, you know. It's like it's b'chalal, he has no shaykhus, the whole concept. And then he brings from Rav Ozner that tav shel shabasser, which we just said the minute, because we machmer on that, that's like a chumra on top of a chumra, that up to age 9, where the child has a real chi of understanding of chinuch on avelis, or basar oif, those things you can make. You know, you can give a, you have a kid who doesn't like, he does, he's picky, he's finicky, he doesn't eat milchiks. Chicken he eats. See, he's 8 years old. Give him chicken to eat. You know, make sure he eats something. You wouldn't have a chiv d'machma on that. So we give him, if there's no child, then the person would drink the Havdalah himself. So this is Havdalah. Abba Birch is a Muslim. What should you do in that situation? You work below your case. He says, the best answer is to not make it. So you may work without the case. Kima sheyesh person da peshlosh shokhl in tzichim case. Akhona mechia gamla yesh yis mechola. Even though the... In general, Mr. Burr holds that you should mention the kohes, but the gabi this, which we're dealing with the potential minig of iser, it's better not to get involved in the situation. Don't mention the kohes. Then he said, well, however, opinion mila opinion, so there's mitzvah mila opinion ban. See, Mr. Echta, so there's erison. We do eat meat and we do drink wine. So that applies with Mr. Burr and Bays. Mr. Echta, Mr. Burr, Mr. Yesh Mr. Echta, Mr. Echta, Mr. Echta, Mr. Echta, Mr. Echta, Mr. Echta, Birchas Mazon is after the Suda is over. That's all part of the chiyuv of the Suda. You know, the wine which you bench on, and then you say Rochanet, that's all part of the Suda's mitzvah. Even though the Suda ends by benching, but the concept that this is part of the Suda, it makes it mutus. You're not a bench in a curse. We see him as at the Ein Gimel. Kamalkam in loy nizdamen belimudai hasim. The person's going along at his regular pace, and it comes out that there's a siyum. It comes out during, you know, potentially during this time, during the 9 days. So that's proper. But if it didn't come out like that, lo yamaro ya'achr b'shulza, don't rush it quickly to be able to make a siyum and be able to eat fleshiks, or vice versa, extend it, or be able to eat fleshiks. That's not proper during, you know, during the 9 days. Begam im loy hoye oise sura b'shayamim efshe shol yasenu gamat. Furthermore, if in general the person gets to see him, he says tafir miyid. So someone, when he finished brachas, he didn't make a scene. When he finished Shabbat, he didn't make a scene. When he finished Pesach, he didn't make a scene. He finishes the erev and it comes up to 9 days. Ah, oh, that's hasiyum. What's haste? Hasiyum. You know, excuse me. Well, you know, you're so frum about the siyum. Like, you know, where have you been until now? Okay, and nizdamen kruah. But if a taka comes out that this is the way it's, you know, that he makes a suda normally, and it came out this is not what it's supposed to be. From lechol af oizen shalom di mahem in my holchem boy in gambas manachem rishum reis. So the not only is the Messiahim allowed to, the Messiahim or Messiahim allowed to have meat and wine, but people who would normally have been invited to such a Suda are also permitted. They're also Mesameach with him, and that's okay. It's just a question which always comes up. So the camps, you have a lot of summer camps. They
plan them
every day.
Every year it comes out, the person finishes, you know, something. So Moshe was makel up to Shur Shechalba on that, since, you know, the it's a minig, and even there's a minig which Bechal holds, even up to Shur Shechalba, it's not Osir, it's only Osir. Shur Shechalba, he said, up to Shur Shechalba, even, you know, it didn't, you know, there was some planning involved. So the Shul Shechaba, it's not proper to be makel on that. But what's mutter? People would normally be invited. So, you know, you have to decide who is that, you know. So, you know, of course, I would always invite these campers to my CM, you know. You know, any time in the year, I'd have this.
But they make it, I assume it's campers that are making this CM.
So, you know.
I assume that.
The kids in the camp that I used to go and tell, you know, the camp director would always make the CM. The owner of the camp. Okay. You know, so it's his camp. He said, for me, this is my malkum. This is my malkum. You know, this is the...
Uh-huh.
If making a siyum this time of year, this is why I'd make my siyum, and this is who would be invited to the siyum, you know. So that's, you know, that's always kahal.
Yeah.
But some of them, sometimes, you know, they bend the over a little bit backwards.
What does always kahal mean?
It's...
Reliable.
It's...
Always means...
It's... What's the one I'm looking for? you're doing something which is seichel yosher. It fits into the properly. So a few years I was there on the camp. I was passing the halacha shaylos. So there's always inevitably one kid who misses the seum. Like you have this one camper, like he went back to the bunks, bunkhouse, and he comes running in, breathless, etc. And they just finished the kaddish, and supper tonight is fleishigs. He missed the seum. Can I eat fleishigs? So of course you can't eat fleishigs. You missed the seum. So they came and asked the shaylos. That's not true. There's a fascinating tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer, that the Chavos Yoyer was asked the following shaila, that person, for whatever reason, what the motivation was, the person had undertaken a neder that he'll never eat food, period, except in the context of a Suda's mitzvah. Right? So, I guess it's a person who felt he could make seum on a regular basis, So he would make a seum every day. That'd be how he'd be able to eat his food. And he didn't make a seum. He didn't eat. That's his motivation to keep finishing, Right?
Or to learn very quickly.
Well, some of these stories about some of these gedolim about this pace that they learned, it's not such a good bikasha,
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I can't speak from experience, but I'm sure by the 500th time around, it goes more quickly. So, he was asked, after this person had said this, he sent the shout to the Chavos Yoyer, to the Yoyer Bar Kochba, was willing to delay a door. Okay, by the way, what's the Suda's Mitzvah? So he wrote back a tshuva, which is one of the seminal tshuvas about the definition of Suda's Mitzvah. What's defined Suda's Mitzvah? Is that tshuva because of this person's undertaking? So Taicha Tshuva, he writes a fascinating thing. He says a person makes a Suda in honor of the fact they finished a Masech. That's a Suda's Mitzvah. Let's say the person feels so elated that the next day he makes another suda in honor of the fact they finished the masechta. It's also suda's mitzvah, he says. You don't have to make a siyum at the suda to make a suda's mitzvah. The point is the suda's mitzvah because you're making it in honor of the completion of the fact that you learned something. That's why it's a suda's mitzvah. She says, he would be matur 3 days in a row. He says, the day of the siyum, the gamla mocher, but after gamla, the 2 days hence also. So that's what he writes in the tshuva. So I told him, I said, it's clear this suda was made in honor of the siyum. So you're part of the people who would be normally part of the suda. So you're allowed to eat them. The fact you missed the siyum is irrelevant. Then Rishiva told over Maisa, when he was in Tells. So in Europe, they used to have something called all the cities had something called the chevra shas. Chevra shas was a chevra balabatim. You used to learn together, and they would go through another daf yomi. They go through shas. So when he was in Tells, the chevra shas in the shtot based medrash made a siyum hashas. One of the balabatim used to say the shir, and they punked when he was that he was there for 5 years. Sometime in that 5 years he was there, they made a siyum hashas. The yid who did it was a real erlich of emissary or shemaim dikav, the balabos who gave the shir. And he was so excited, he made Shiva Shemaya Mishnah, he made Sheva Brachas. 7 days in a row, he made Sudas in honor of the Siyam Hashas. 7 days in a row, and each day he made a big Suda. And he was a Kavir, but he was, a man of means. He was able to invite a large group. And he invited different Rabbanim from the different cities near Tells each day, and everyone came and would say a Hadron and say a whole Jerusha. Those days the drusha was an hour and a half, 2 hour drusha. In honor of the Siyam, he remembers 7 days in a row, he promised Sheva Brachas and his Siyam Hashas. So I said, you see this Musa, they had such a Musa in Europe, such an idea. The Chavos Yoyer was saying, halacha l'maisa, that, for 3 days, it's for sure Musa. So if you miss the Siyam, is irrelevant.
It comes up Erev Pesach, sometimes people didn't hear, somehow missed. If they were in show, they
hit it
around or something.
Right. So really, it's a little bit more complicated because, over here, we're talking about really the ideas, the people who would normally would have been invited to partake of the scene. Over here, Yankel Beryl gets up, after Shakras. I said hello to Yankel Beryl twice in my life, And he makes a scene and says, Azam and Simcha, I'm going to go eat my Erev Pesach, I'm not going to fast as a Bechor, because Yankel Beryl finished the Masechta, I don't know. It's hard to, like, you know, I don't get so excited about Yaakov Berry for the Masechta. I should be, you know, because the Yid finishes the Masechta, but the Maisa I'm not, you know. On the other hand, he's giving it in honor of the fact that he finished the, you know, so it's a pseudo mitzvah.
Hard to call it really a pseudo when you stand, keep standing up some macaroons and orange juice.
That is also true.
Last year they had some pretty good cakes somebody brought in there.
Yeah. Be very careful with the cake. It has to be, we learned, you can't, you have Mazonis cakes.
Right.
Mazonis cakes are also very pesa.
Yes, it's good, whatever.
You can have Knedlach, you know, but you can, Mazonis cooked things and Mazonis baked things are not. It has to be like, you know, the Shahakol cakes. So Shahakol cakes, you know, some or other, they taste good about 9 days a year and that's about it.
Depends how you make it.
What?
You get it.
I don't know. I'm waiting.
I don't know much about Mazonis cakes and Pesach.
What?
I don't know much about the Mazonis cakes and Pesach, so I couldn't tell you. I couldn't give you a valid comparison.
Okay, Sudas Harrison, Ayin Dalad. After the word Leom Sif Beis, also lost the Sudas Harrison. So what's this case of Sudas Harrison? We said before you can make Harrison, but you can't do Sudas Harrison. After the Marish Shalom Shas Harrison, or Shalom Beis Arusso, so the Lekha Simcho Kolkach. So maybe the answer is, it's talking about to do the Harrison and make the Sudah there, that's return to the Simcho, that's also. But you made the Harrison earlier, and you make a Sudah afterwards in honor of that, so here you say the same idea. He's making a Sudas Harrison, but after when there wasn't an Harrison, that's called a Sudas Mitzvah. Because I don't know, if you do it together, it's too much simply, and it's Aser. Or it wasn't a Beis HaRusos, it was somewhere else. So that's limited. Because of this question, just remove, the Magarim says they take out these, you know, these two words, Sudas Harrison doesn't make sense. So who's allowed to eat? Basar Nyayin, Kol Shaykh Masuda. Somebody in other times of the year would come to such a suda. Hey, machmas kurva, whether because he's a relative, or machmas kurva, because he's a good friend. So they're allowed to do the same over here. Noshim mashayach is the suda, but mokim shaderach lazam in the suda. Gam kin mutter. The women who normally would come would be the same thing. Because the chayom. The Eishes Bala Suda, but there is Af Besiim Mesethus, Vechein Bonav, Mishashochon Lebeis, Osu Lelecho. Chayon points out that obviously the wife and the children would be included, but then he adds, if they send it to the person's home, you know, he didn't come and join them where they're having the meal, says, I'll bring some of the food from the Siim home for so and so to celebrate at home. Not here, so that's not acceptable. But you shouldn't be moisif. Well, who are you excluding? I involve Haino Mi Shalobo Machmas Kurva, I have a Reyim, Rach Lechel Belishtas. A person who's not a relative and he doesn't have any real friendship, he's just doing it because he wants this excuse to eat and drink wine. That person really has it's an aver what he's doing. Okay, then he says, but on Erev, the week where Tisha B'Av falls out, you should only do a minyan mitzumsum. So minyan mitzumsum over here, you know, someone the Mishabur is going to clarify it doesn't mean that, but you have families where the children or the first cousins or the 8 o'clock is, you know, five minyanim already, you know. The Wurtenthal family, if you could take all the cousins of Mrs. Wurtenthal, they might say what to see him, you know. I'd say for Torah, was 800 people, she said. That, it's like, you know, that's you know, Yiddish Mishpacha. Rak minyanim sumsum, hainu ayin zayin, milvad hakroivim apsulim le'edus. Any relative who's close enough to these postal aides is not, he's automatically included in the meal. Umovad Bali Amitzim, besides the people who are the Baal Simcha themselves. Besides that, Mutullah Hosev Asar Mishum Reis, you could add 10 more people, friends. And the rest of the guests will then eat, will eat macholei cholov. Okay. Minebel vush kasev the mirosh rosh chodesh atishabov lechem inyam and tzimtzum. The vush writes like this. From so the Ramot said this on Shavuot Shachalboy. He didn't say it in Rosh Chodesh. Comes to the vush says ready from Rosh Chodesh. They take minyam and tzimtzum. So the Levush writes it, the first Pshat is Mamash, exactly 10, period. And some take 10 beyond the regular people which are shy to the meal, which would be the relatives like you just mentioned. So he presents it different than what we're, that's like his second Pshat. His first Pshat is Mamash means exactly 10 men. But the Ramah doesn't mean that. The Ramah means above and beyond the regular relatives, etc. The Rechaim says you can make a lecture. Well, the Rosh Chodesh at Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'av, but the Zamin Kol Hashayichem Lasuda and Filakam and Minyanim. Till Shavuot Shechal by, you can invite as whoever you want, any person which really would make sense. V'Imchal Amilo Yisim Asatim B'Tisha, and then during the week Shavuot Shechal by, so you limit yourself to the Ikir Balei Simcha, the close relatives, and then a minyan beyond that. Yuchal Amila, I see him as actors, Batisha Bob, Shechal Bashabbos. Kuliyama Mutazam and Kolakrim Shir. But on Shabbos, you can invite as many people as you want. Shabbos, you can have, like, we'll see later on, Kasuda Shalom Bashaita. Now, this halacha is mutter even in Erev Tisha B'Av, as long as it's not Tzidus Maasekas. Erev Tisha B'Av, Shari, Mavachi, Yasen, or Kadim Chazetz. But you have to do it in the morning. So they have a bris on the Erev Tisha B'Av. As long as it's in the morning, before Chazetz, so you can have all the relatives, which would be Pasul Edis, and the minion above and beyond that. Now, what about if the Suda starts before Chatzos and continues after Chatzos? So take a look at the Shabbat Tzion and pay this. So he says, "Magen Rama Shabbat." Now, Vidya Yesha Kosav. The Sefer Vidya Yesha, which appears, it's a Purish on the Mordechai. The Chachila Bevada Yochish Vimar Lasses Kedem Chatzos. Al Nimshach Suda Achach Chatzos Ain Kan Beis Mechish, but it extends beyond after Chatzos. It's not a problem. Actually, Yeh Yosem Yasoro. You shouldn't have more than 10 people in that situation. Continuing to eat fleishigs. Maybe after Chatzos, some people should continue eating fleishigs. The people that learned them, who are the ones who actually learned the Masechta and finished the Masechta themselves. So he seems to be machmer on after Chatzos to some extent. Okay. So we finished Sif Yud. So there's a pasuk in Kehelis that says Peretz Geder Yishchenu Nochash, which the pasuk ties to saying is that a person thinks that, you know, he's breaking in, you know, getting into the Geder, and he has advantage now. He can take advantage of what the part is, whatever he wants, and the result is that opening allows the snake to slither in behind him and give him a bite. That's the point of the pasuk is saying. So a person thinks that by going against the Gedorim, the Gedorim which Klai Yisrael has set in place, either Tekanos Rabbanon or Menhagim, which are created to create a certain framework of how Klai Yisrael is supposed to function, he says, no, I don't need these things. He's parts getter. The final result will be Yishchenu Nochash, that the punishment will that itself will be a source for his punishment to come. So that's how the phrase is used over here. So a person who's prepared to get her and eats meat where people don't, he will receive his just desserts.
And we're not looking at the intention if it's a mumar lahachetz, a mumar l'tayavon. Like, I mean, I know it's not a mumar, but I'm just saying it's he could be doing it because he just. He can't live without meat for a week, or it could be he says that Mesa Mikdash was a long time ago and I have no shackles.
No difference. Still, a person's got to, unless it's the case of Dreamot, obviously. Motalishas called Shechra, Philo Sheldabash, Shakur, and Med. Even though they asked for wine, they did not ask for alcohol drinks. So, Med, something like that sort, which is an alcoholic drink, that's not going to be Yasser. What's going to be Yasser, Dafka, is wine, specifically wine. Okay, let's hold it here.